we mean by saying the right place values you the right way? Stay tuned for more information and let's find our way. By the way, a proud father said to his daughter, "Congratulations on graduating from university with honors. I'm so thrilled, so I want to give you a car I bought many years ago. It's pretty old. But before I give it to you, take it to the used car lot downtown and tell them I want to sell it and see how much they will offer you for it." The next day, his daughter went to the used car lot as she was advised to do. She returned to her father and said, "They only offered me $1,000 because they said it looks pretty worn out." The father then asked her to try something else and said to his daughter, "Now take the car to the pawn shop downtown and see what they will offer you." The daughter, by now thinking it would be a waste of time, did as she was told. She went to the pawn shop, but when she returned to her father, she told him, "The pawn shop only offered us $100 because it's an old car." All this did was to confirm to the daughter how she was feeling. The gift, in her opinion, didn't really have any value. By now, she is pretty despondent about the value of this celebratory gift her father was giving her, and she was pretty much giving up on it. She's not even sure if she really wants it. After some haggling with his daughter, the father then managed to persuade his daughter to do one more thing and go to a nearby car club and show them the car. His daughter reluctantly took the car to the car club. This is now her third attempt. And when she returned to her father, with excitement in her voice, she said, "Some people in the club offered me $100,000 for it because they said it's an iconic car sought by many collectors." Now, the father used this exercise to teach his daughter a lesson and then said this: "The right place values you the right way." Neither the dealership nor the pawn shop understood the value that was presented to them, but the collectors understood the value, the real value of the car. Once the daughter had found the right place, she was able to get the right value. There's a lesson here for us all. You may be working in an office, a factory, a church, or some other industry, but you feel you are not valued. You're overlooked for promotion, or your work is seen to be so menial that nobody takes notice. Nobody takes notice of you and what you're doing. If that's your experience, don't be upset or angry. It means you may not know what the real purpose is for being there, or that you could possibly be in the wrong place. Take careful note and understand that the Lord Jesus Christ knows your value. If you are a believer in him, then ensure that you seek his will and purpose for you, because he has called you to serve him. The Lord can turn your circumstances around and place you among those who appreciate and value you. In the right place, you will be valued. My name is Ray Craddock. See you next time on By the Way.